I started my trotting again. The small bridge across the creek sewer was just ahead and intact.
"You've got to get in and stop him. You've got to make him listen."
"I'll try," I puffed, tromping loudly across the small span and onto the river.
"You've got to. He won't listen to me or anyone else from the project. Lewis was the only one he talked to, and that was hours ago."
I snorted. "Lewis, great."
"Oh, no. Lewis is very concerned."
I had to stop. I leaned over and braced my hands on my legs.
"I'm sure,"
I managed to reply.
"He is, Jack. You don't know. He's very worried. He said he'd rather give the planet away than have Holly killed."
"Then why doesn't he?"
"He tried. Borglin wants the dome. But Lewis did say he could have it. He didn't care."
I smiled. Now that I could buy. I looked at the sky. Dawn was coming fast. How many minutes left? I forced myself to stumble ahead, clutching my stomach tightly with a forearm to keep it where it should be. I stopped when I heard the river. I lifted the comvid and whispered into it,
"I'm turning you off, Laya."
"What's the matter?"
she all but shrieked. I slammed the volume control.
"I'm at the river. Guards will hear you. I'll talk to you again when I get across."
She probably said okay. I keyed off and dropped the unit to the ground. Then I crept slowly forward until I could just make out the outlines of the bridge. I didn't bother to locate the guards I knew must be there. Instead, I cut off at a diagonal to the riverbank. The water was still warm. It seemed to clear my head. Less than a minute later, I was sliding the hatch open. It was very dark inside, much darker than the false dawn outside. I felt my way along slowly, my arms stretched out in front like a sleepwalker, until I found a wall to follow. I had gone maybe 10 meters when lights, blaring and blinding, flashed into life overhead. I groaned, covered my eyes with my hands.
"What do you want?"
said a stern voice from close by, Holly's. I moved my hands and squinted enough to see the blazer pointing my way. "Holly," I said as calmly as I could.
"What do you want, Jack?"
he repeated. "I want to know what you're doing in here."
"Why?"
"Why not?" He stared a while, determined to be firm and hard and angry, but he hated it and had to fight himself to do it. He took a deep breath.
"Get out,"
he said harshly, waving the barrel back toward the hatch. "No." His eyes widened.
"I'll shoot you."
"Okay." A beat. Another. The gun slumped with his arms. Tears pooled in his eyes.
"Jack, how could you?"
My own eyes began to sting.
"I don't know," I said at last. And I didn't.
He looked at the floor. His chest shook. I thought I would die.
Something. Not sorry. Not enough. Something.
"Holly, one thing." He looked up at me as though he expected more bad news. I swallowed.
"Holly, it was before. I couldn't have afterwards."
He understood at once.
"Before?"
he echoed uncertainly. I nodded. He made a half smile. He waved me down the corridor. I followed behind him, wondering if from now on the rest of our lives would be divided the same way. Before and after Felix.